Good evening. Due to a technical mishap, the shiur tonight was not recorded. This is therefore a summary of the shiur of Wednesday, Yud Beis Nissan. We're going to be learning Siman Dalet, Seif Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav and Zayin, and we'll continue the halachas of Negelwasser and Tilosdaim Shal Shachris. We discussed yesterday that besides the fact that there's a Machloikas, Rosh and Rashba, with regards to the essential point of Netilat Yudayim Shel Shachris, besides that, there is also an obligation to wash Negelwasser because of Ruach Ro. We learned yesterday that Mishneh Berurah says in Tzivkot and Ches that no Bocha is said on the Ruach Ro alone. Chachom, we're not Masakan a Bocha on removing the Ruach Ro. And we also learned yesterday that one Dafka needs to wash the hands three times in order to remove the Ruach Ro. One time, however, if one just pours once water over the hands, however much water it will be, the Ruach Ro will not be removed. We can carry on now with Seif Gimel. It's an extension from the halacha. Lo yiga biyodoi, a person should not use his hand koidim anatila, before washing negelwasser, lepe. He shouldn't stretch his hand and touch with his hand onto the mouth. Veloy lechotem, and not touch the nose. Veloy leoznaim, not the ears. Veloy leinaim, not the eyes. Before having washed negelwasser, Shulchan Aruch teaches us here, one should not touch any of those parts of the body, not the mouth, not the nose, not the ears, not the eyes. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Nyud Aleph, the reason being, Koidem Anatila Mipnei Sheruach Ro, because of the Ruach Ro, Asher Yoledaim, which dwells on the hands, Yuchal Ahazik, can damage, Leilu Avorim, it could cause damage into those parts of the body. So therefore, one must be careful not to touch before having washed Negelwasser. Obviously, when a person sleeps, he's inevitably going to, many people inevitably, they touch those parts of the body. There's nothing we can do about it. Torah was not given to Melochim, Torah was given to humans, and if that happens, it doesn't matter. But as soon as a person wakes up and his senses is returned to him, he should make sure not to touch. Not the eyes, not the ears, not the nose, and not the mouth. Sifkot Nud Beis Mishneh Berurah Lo Leinayim. Yesh Li Zoher, one should also be careful, Afilu Al Gabei Eino Mebechutz, even on the eyelids, Imef Shalom, if it's possible, don't touch, before even wash Negelwasser, the eyelids. Sif Dalet, Afilu Mishnot Al Yodov, even after washing Negelwasser, Leimash Mishmi Be'atabas, Tomit, do not touch any other openings of your body, because this is unhealthy. If bloodletting was a common practice in previous doiras, if a person does do bloodletting for medical purpose, you don't touch the wound, because touching the wound mazik lachabua damages and causes harm to the wound. Now, the simple understanding would be because of infection, but that's not what the Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah in Seif Cotton, Yud Gimel, points out that it's because of the Ruach Ro, could be mazik, could damage through the opening, through the wound. It would damage the rest of the body as well, Chas V'Shalom. So therefore, one should not touch the wounds, even after having washed Negelwasser. It's not right to touch the opening of the wounds. Seif Hey, Lo yiga begigis sheicha. One should not touch a barrel of beer. Shemush mush hayad, because by touching it, mafsid hashecha, you will cause damage on the sheicha, on the beer. This again is talking about before having washed negelwasser, and what this is talking about is, as the Mishneh Berurah explains, if you got new dalet mafsid hashecha, ivim noga b'maychel, if you did touch the food. Before you wash negelwasser, and less Michael Ali Deze, the food does not become also. But very yeshli zo, one should be very careful, Shloiga Osbishu Michael, don't touch don't touch any food. Vimnoga b'oichel, if you did touch the food, yadichenu sholosh pa'amim, wash it off three times, rinse it off three times. V'chein ein lishtoiz oshon tabak, do not smoke a cigarette, koidim netilas yudayim, before having washed negel v'asos. So the Mishnah Berurah over here, where he's explained, the Bialoch explains in greater details, that what it's talking about over here, is that the essential, the underlying point over here is, that not to touch any food. And in fact, if one does touch food, it's a problem because the word does affect the food. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that there is a distinction between a barrel of wine, a barrel of beer, and any other food. Any other food, if it was touched before even wash negel vaser, the food does not become also bedi abed. Yes, if possible, one should rinse it off three times. But if not, the food does not become also. The food does not become. As opposed to a barrel of beer. A barrel of beer, if it's being touched by hands which have ro on it, the barrel of beer will become also even b'dieved. So what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is the very fact that the barrel of beer is different. Again, lo yiga begigi sheichan, do not touch a barrel of beer shemishmush hayad, because touching it mafsid hashecha, will damage the beer. This, as explained in Bi'alocha, this is only with regards to beer, and opposed to any other food item, if it's being touched, it will not affect it by the Eved. The Mishnah Berurah again, just to repeat that, points out that if it was touched, any other food item, one should wash it three times. But generally one should be very careful not to touch any food. Just to remind us, this is actually what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Niyud said, that's the main reason of Chinuch. We mentioned yesterday that children really, the age of Chinuch really would appear to be a bit later, maybe 4, maybe 5 years old, but nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah is machmir that one should wash negel vaser of young children too. The reason being because they work raw on their hands, and therefore, even from young age onwards, one should wash their hands negel vaser, or they should be trained to wash negel vaser because of this very point that we're learning now, and that it does affect the food that they are touching, even for young children, as explained in Mishnah Berurah. Seif Vav, Ein Tzorich Revis Netilas Yudayim Letefillah. Now, the background information to this seif is that there is various numerous halachas which are with regard to Netilas Yudayim of a Suda. As you know, when we wash for Hamoitzi, there is numerous concepts how one should wash the Netilas Yudayim Shel Shachris. First of all, it needs to be done with a certain amount of water, one needs a revius. Second of all, it needs to be done from a kli. One needs to use a vessel to wash the hands for Netilas Yudayim of washing hands for Hamoitzi. And also, the washing needs to be taking place from a kli, and also from keach gavro. It needs to be done by human force. The water needs to be poured by human force. And these halachas are ma'ak with regards to netilas yadayim shel seuda. Again, it needs to be done with revius. It needs to be done with a vessel, and it needs to be done with human force. And keach needs to be poured by human. Now, what about netilas yadayim of shachis? And what's the halacha then? So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Tzeivov, Ein tzorich revi'is netilas yadayim letefillah. If you don't have a revi'is, it does not matter. So this could be very nagia, that lechatchila, yes, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, one certainly should use a revi'is, and we've discussed that in the past. One should certainly try to wash hands like we do for netilas yadayim of seuda. But the evet, if one hasn't got sufficient water, yes, the netilas yadayim of shachis can take place with less than revius as well. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav, first white line, Ein Tzorich Goytzeloima, the Eved Ein Ma'akev, it doesn't matter, but the Eved. And the Mishnah Berurah continues even further, that the Eved Ein Ma'akev HaBracha, you can even make a bracha on that, not only that you can wash your hands without the revius, but in fact, you can also make a bracha on that. You can make a bracha al netilas yadayim even have much less than a revius. But certainly, ideally, one should certainly be careful. One should have a revius. As discussed in Seif Zayin, the koi gamal shele revius. As the Achronim write, this halacha could certainly be relevant if one fans oneself with not sufficient water. So one should remember what the Shulchan Aruch teaches us over here explicitly, that if one doesn't have revis, one should wash Netilas Yadayim, and one can make bracha on that as well, unlike Netilas Yadayim L'Seuda, where it wouldn't work. Siv Zayin, Tov L'Hakpid Netilas Yadayim Shachis. It is proper to be makpid in the Gvidat Netilas Yadayim Shel Shachis Bechol HaDvorim, with all the halachas, all the halachas relevant with regards to Netilas Yadayim L'Seuda, although they are ma'akev, there, lechatchila one should also, ideally one should also try to fulfill them with regards to Negel Vasa and Netilas Yadayim Shel Shachis. Miu, says the Ramo, ain't ma'akev. It doesn't matter, but the evet, loy kli, not if you haven't got a vessel, v'loy koyach gavre, if you haven't got human force, v'sha advorim, all the other matters, ha'poistim v'tilas se'uda. Mishnebura explains, if cotton tezayin, enim ha'akev, roi tzeloyma, di eved le'inin broche, even with regards to broche, but di eved, v'yochal avarech al netilas yudayim, you could make a broche on netilas yudayim. V'yafidu lecha tchila, or not only that, but even lecha tchila, echad yev shabin inache, if you haven't got anything else, you're going to have to use that kind of water, and it's fine. But certainly if you can do it in the ideal way, you should do so. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, that this will help for Ruach Ro as well. If you haven't got Keli, if you haven't got Revius, you haven't got Koyach Gavra, not only that this will help you fulfill the Rosh and the Rashbo, the Rosh and Rashbo's main reason for the Tilas Yudayim Shel Shachris, as we discussed in previous shurim, the Rosh Tzeich Tfile, the Rashbo Berech Hadosho, but even with regards to Ruach Ro, you can remove the Ruach Ro, and you can fulfill the main halacha of Netilas Yadayim Shachris without Kli, without Koyach Gavra, and without Revi'is. You can be fulfilled, but Yehavet according to Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'alochas Maskona. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Loi Kli Roi Tzolema Demahani Af Lavi Ruach Ro. It is permissible by the Eved. V'lochein, therefore, im ein loy kli sholem, I'm in the bottom line of the page, im ein loy kli sholem, if he hasn't got a full keli, muta, it's permissible, litol mekli noku, if he's got a hole in the keli, it's okay to wash negel vasa by the Eved, v'chem beplom, av she'en kon koyach gavre, even if you haven't got koyach gavre, muba lekamon, bilchaz netilas yudayim. So all in all, what comes out from this is if a person finds himself in a hotel, and he hasn't got a negel vasa in a keli. He realizes that he hasn't got a keli, and he wants to wash negel vasa in the morning. What shall he do? So lechatchila one should mention, of course, that one should use a plastic cup. I'm referring to disposable cup if possible, because many authorities hold that. But it's okay. It's considered a keli. I mean, of course, this is the whole machlokes. Based in your idea with regards to Tvilas Kelim, if a Keli which is disposable has got a Shem Keli, or maybe it's not a Shem Keli because you're going to throw it away after one, so that's an important machlok. It's generally we're machmir, that we don't consider it a Keli, generally, but over here, it's better than nothing because some authorities hold it, consider it is a Keli, so therefore, if you haven't got anything else, the first option is to use a plastic cup to wash Nagelwasser. Now, if you haven't got that, then what would be the halacha? So based on today's limud, we can pasken that the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that if you haven't got anything else, you should wash your hands with switching the tap on and off three times, i.e. first the right hand, put the tap on and off, wash the right hand, then afterwards do the same with the left hand, and then same with the right again, with the left again, and a third time again, the right and left hand. You switch the tap on and off three times in order to fulfill, and then you'll be able to do it. And the reason why this works is, as we just learned now, that by the Eved, you don't need a Keli, you don't need Kiach Gavra, and by the Eved, you can even make a Brochon that as the Mishnah Berurah Paskan Sivkot and Tezvav. So this is okay by the Eved. The reason why I'm saying to switch the tap on and off three times is because there's a bit more of an aspect of Koyach Gavra by switching the tap on and off, so that's a little bit better. So this is the halacha according to the Mishnah Berurah, This the Aruch Mishnah Berurah. Also, want to mention that we discussed yesterday in great length about, I mean, in some length, about people who don't wash Negel Bas in the morning, and people are not who don't keep Torah mitzvahs. To what extent that affects the food that we're buying in the shops, especially in Eretz Yisrael, we buy of shops and the people, the workers there may not have washed Negel Wasser. Is that a problem or not? So the ultimate answer, of course, is what we discussed today in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Eved, the food does not become also. Yes, barrel of beer will be a problem, but anything besides that is acceptable. And but the Eved, it doesn't become also, even if a person didn't wash Negel Wasser. But of course, the Chachidah won't be makbid, but the Eved will not answer the food. So just to recap what we've covered tonight, Bezer Hashem is Barach Shemo, we learned that one should not touch, before having washed Negel Wasser, upon waking up, one should not touch with his hand, not the mouth, not the nose, not the ears, and not the eyes. We then spoke also about not touching the wound because of what the Mishnah Berurah says. I mean, he's talking about bloodletting, but assumingly the same would apply to any wound. One shouldn't touch it. Sif Hei teaches us that one should not touch a barrel of wine, and the food becomes also if it's a barrel of wine. But any other food, if it's touched before Negel Wasser, will not become also by the Eved. And then we spoke about Sif Vov and Sif Zayin, which tells us the Chatchila one should be makbit. Fulfill the Netilas Yudayim in the morning with the same way you'd wash for Netilas Yudayim Shal Su'uda, the same way you'd wash for Hamotzi. But at the same time, although this is Lechatchila B'di'evet, even if you didn't have a reviz of water, even if you didn't have a keli, even if you didn't have Kerech Gavra, human force, B'di'evet, the Netilas Yudayim still worked, and that's true for all the parts of the Netilas Yudayim, whether it's the Rosh, the Rashbo, Ruach Ro, whatever it is, but the Eved, it's okay, and the Netilas worked, and it was fine, it's permissible. And not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah paskens that one can even make a brach on that.